We want to have everybody get into the spirit of things and become a pioneer reenactor by wearing a costume. You know, create or buy or find a costume that pertains to the history in some way. We're going to have those four buildings, well, no, three of the four buildings opened up, and we'll have trained guides to tell people about the different buildings, give their history and so on. The Talbert Leonard Cabin, the guides are going to be from the Sons of Confederate Veterans and the Daughters of the Confederacy. They'll be the guides in there. Mm-hmm. In the George Washington Jones Cabin, we hope to have members of the DAR. We're going to have the Wiggins Battery, the Civil War cannon, on site, and it will be fired three times during that day. We're going to have square dancing. The Pioneer Square Dance Club is going to help us out there, and maybe some others. We're going to have some music. I've got Ted Hobbs lined up to perform out there a couple of times. We will have, helping us out there, David Rodriguez, who will come and set up a teepee and have a Native American display going on, and he'll do some Dutch oven cooking for us. We're also going to have the Hill and Hollow Quilters Guild out there, and a group of ladies will be inside the Shady Grove Schoolhouse, and they'll be hand quilting on an old quilting frame all through the day, so people can come in and learn about that skill. Plus, we'll have guides to the building itself and how it was used as a school. We're going to have old-time games for kids like Annie Annie Over, if anybody remembers that, or rolling an iron hoop with a stick. At the end of the day, and I'm excited about this, we were able to, with the help of Arvis Bank, to have Dancing Eagles, a Native American dance team, come from Sepulpa, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
4 o'clock on that day, they'll do about a 45 to hour-long program, and it will be pretty exciting.